than that, I'm happy to have this opportunity to talk to you all today. Yeah, that's good. I could not have done this years ago. I was deathly afraid of public speaking. You all are so welcoming here that I feel very safe talking to you. Most people here have had and continue to have very full lives. Let's think of what is a full life? It's a life where we can have purpose, love, growth, resilience, and service. There's so many pathways, and we have so many chapters in life where we can change and pick something else. I see my life has had many twists and turns. And reflecting on my path, I feel that growth has been a real priority. I was going to speak today about some of the steps you can all take to be a better version of yourself. Not that I'm an expert, but Rick suggested that as a new member, I should really just take this opportunity for people to get to know me better. My hope is that people can some way relate to some of the challenging times I've had, adapting with change, learning experience, and breaking out of a shell, all the while attempting to live life to the fullest. I'm an amateur magician. I couldn't help but bring one of my tricks. Because this is how I view life. We come in with a blank slate. We have many experiences in our life, our upbringing, our schooling, our work, and that provides a lot of the pictures of our life. But it's really the warmth we bring, the curiosity, the creativity, the desire to do better and leave the world a little better, and the humor that really brings out the color of our life. Color, yes. And then, unfortunately, there's an expiration date. I grew up in a Christian European neighborhood in Chicago. All my grandparents came on the boat from Poland. Polish food, celebrations, polkas, and the language were all part of my natural childhood. My mom was the head of the family, and she took care of our six children, while Dad, he worked two jobs as a teacher and printer of a card shop. You see, he wanted us all to go to Catholic grade school and Catholic high school. And so he worked hard to support us with that. As a result, I grew up thinking Catholicism was the only true religion. It was a safe, comfortable, and sheltered childhood. Then 200 miles away, I chose to go to a public university. And that was a traumatic experience. Especially living in a dorm. I was exposed to students and teachers who thought sometimes so differently than me. I was painfully shy, naive, and fearful. I called my parents every week, crying and telling them I want to quit. They would always say, "Susan, just give it one more week." Then one day something stirred inside me. Call it my higher self, an awakening, but I decided then and there to stop living by fear and pleasing others. I started to do things out of my comfort zone. I joined a group that was protesting the Vietnam War. I made friends with people who were very different than me. Mostly, I learned a lot absorbing new insight. My intent was not to judge them, but to understand. So it began a lifelong journey of unfolding, keeping the values I had, but questioning old beliefs and perceptions that no longer served me. My desire was to become a more open-minded and open-hearted person. Working 8 years for hospice was a major impact on my life. I listened to so many regrets that I heard, or one of my nurse friends heard. I took note of those regrets. People said things like, wow, this is it? Why did I work so hard? Why didn't I spend more time with the people I love? Why didn't I travel more, have more fun? And why did I think money and things were so important? And most importantly, and relevant to me, I heard people say, why wasn't I more true to myself? Why wasn't I more authentic? Instead, I did a lot of foregoing of my own dreams and did what others expected of me, always pleasing others. It motivated me to view my life like a bank account, being careful how I spent my time and with who. There are so many choices we make about where to live, what to do, and who to choose as our family. I also embrace the idea, the metaphor about life, that it's a big classroom and there's problems thrown in as part of the curriculum. There's teachers, mentors, role models all around us to help us along. The importance of forgiving myself and others was another huge awakening that I learned through counseling. There's a quote I love, forgive not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace. My ex-husband was a major influence and teacher in my life. We met at a camp for blind and deaf kids. I was living in Hawaii. He was from here. And it was held in Malibu. Both of us volunteered. We could not be more different. Here's me, somewhat conservative city girl from Chicago, and him, a California mountain man, a bit of a rebel, liberal, Jewish. Well, having never set foot on a mountain trail, there I was, the month before my wedding, camping and climbing Mount Whitney. It totally tested my limits, but I did it. I learned to appreciate really the stillness and the beauty of nature. And to this day, I still climb mountains. We also spent a year living in a van, traveling all across the United States, working temporary jobs along the way, and eating way too many peanut butter sandwiches. Greg, he taught me how to travel both cheaply and wisely, and I still have been doing that ever since. As you know, there's many gifts as well as hard lessons in most relationships, and we're still good friends. Seeing that children were not to be in my plans, I decided to carve out meaning through having a lot of jobs and interactions with children over the last 35 years. I love the experiences. As many of you know, children are amazing teachers. They reawaken that child in us, and they help us see the world in a simpler and often magical place. Way. That is, if we agree to play with them sometimes, and yeah. I have worn so many hats in this lifetime, from counseling hearing impaired, to working with street gang kids, waitressing, working in special ed, being a nanny, counseling teens, and teaching conversational English. Now, each job was a challenge and demanded different parts of me to come forth. I discovered that when trying a new job outside of my skill and comfort zone and actually doing well was a reminder that we are all more capable than we think possible. I must admit, I did admire people who stayed on one path and mastered it, but my life was not to be this way. Many opportunities came my way, and initially, feeling unsure and hesitant, I kept reminding myself that growth requires courage. And I've done other things that were hard. Each step forward, trusting my desire to become better and wiser versions of myself. And I want to share one story here. My parents, they made friends with a Catholic priest who was Indian. I said to him, "Wow, I'd love to go to India someday." Just talking off the top of my head. I said, my role models were Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, who went there, Gandhi, and even the Beatles went there. They all said it was life-changing. He said, "No problem, you must go. I will plan it." I'm like, oh my gosh. He wants to make my dream a reality. I had a panic attack about going to India alone. Let's see. He set me up to stay at convents, rectories, and with Christian families. I rode on very long train rides sometime, and I got off, held my name on a sign, and waited for the next host to claim me. In those long rides, I got to meet people from all different religions and share stories of our life. He even arranged for me to work with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, which is an amazing experience. I was impressed seeing her staff going out every day and taking people who were dying on the streets and bringing them to the center. I have never seen so much abject poverty. It was almost too much for me to bear. At one point, I thought of joining Mother Teresa. I had a meeting with her. I said, "You know, I think I may want to be one of your nuns." And she said, "Susan, you're doing such meaningful work back home." I told her I was working for hospice. She said, "You should look around you. There's people every day that need your smile, that want your help." She said, "Just do little acts of kindness with great love." That was a good lesson for me. For various reasons along my path, I've also found myself living in many places: Kentucky, Hawaii, Thailand, China, India, Arizona, California. Now, change is, I learned all about adapting to change, again, forcing that personal growth. There were a lot of different reasons why I moved where I did. Also, I applied for a Rotary grant. Again, I was chosen to go to India. And I gulped during the interview as they told me that if I go, I would be hosted every 5 to 6 days during the 10 weeks with families. I would be living with Hindus and Jains and Sikhs and Muslims. Whoa! I would be visiting Rotary clubs throughout the 2 states I was to travel in and teach those teachers that worked with kids with disabilities. That was a lot to take in, and fear really crept in this time. But then I do have a quote I always refer to. It says, "You cannot discover new oceans unless you have the courage to let go of the shore." Andre Gide said that. Now, even through those cultural differences, I love the experience. I went, even though they eat differently and worship differently, and I did everyday life with them to see that firsthand, I realized that people want the same things out of life: good families, meaningful work, good jobs, safety, a sense of belonging. How am I doing time-wise? I ended up, too, accepting teachers' jobs in China and Thailand. Everything gave me more courage to try another thing. In Thailand, I had to bow to the children, and they also bowed to me. And I would always ask teachers, help me understand your culture so I know how to better teach the students. And they were always very grateful and happy that I wanted to do so. Years later, there was so much negative press about China. I thought, I'm going to go there and find out for myself. Boots on the ground. I took a teaching job that I found on the internet and went there alone. I remember panicking in the taxi ride to my dorm, teacher's dorm, thinking, what was I thinking? But, you know, again, it was one of the best experiences of my life. I lived there for 3 years and just recently visited for a month. There's so many love connections. I wish people could see China through my eyes. I learned all of this. The lessons I would share would be being open, flexible, putting my Western mind on a shelf, and seeing the beauty, the rhythm, the timing of each culture and what it has to offer, especially these really ancient cultures. I think it would behoove our government to embrace this quote. Let's see, do you have my final quote? Anyways, it's Albert Einstein saying, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. We can only do that when we make friends with people different than us. I know I want to help more with people who are feeling afraid to even be in this country now. I totally believe to be a better version of ourselves can be gotten in a million different ways. One doesn't have to travel all over the world like me. One can do it raising children, reading different books, spiritual practices, meditation, being in nature, just anything, taking a risk, stepping outside of your comfort zone, and achieving insight and growth. There's so many opportunities here at UU. The people to offer their skills, their passions, talents, dancing ability. This year gives us 365 days to live in a mindful way and to try those kind of things. And as we step into the new year, we're invited to release any versions of ourselves shaped by fear, habit, or expectation. The courage to do that comes from knowing who we are and honoring that truth each day.